Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Monday, May 11th. So I do want to say thanks again to all the barbecue teams who came out yesterday, and Saturday rather, at BuzzBQ.
Yeah.
Great group of teams and men and women, all ages,
fun people.
Sizes. Yeah, fun people, and had all different motivations to be out there, and gave away a lot of food. Got to appreciate how much money that Jamie Daly spent on food to give away. They may not win the People's Choice Award. That was the Black Mamba again, fifth year in a row. But boy, when it comes to, I think, volume of giveaway, Jamie Daly and John Dean and Dan Owen, the guys, and Phillip and Scott.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah, great to see Rick DeWeese out there. They've
always
been there all 22 years.
Yep, and beyond.
Yeah, been there with us the whole time. And I hope everybody had a great time out there. Raised a little money for Ronald McDonald House, so that's always a good thing and a good cause. And so thank you. We'll read the winners again here shortly. Let's visit with let's bring in, if we've got him, Rod. Let's bring in our man, the shortstop. We call him the captain, Camden Kozier.
We call him the captain. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kozier. Kozier hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. How are you guys doing? Good?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah, listen, great weekend. We had a big weekend here in Little Rock, one of our traditional barbecue competitions we had with hundreds of folks, thousands of folks who came by. And so that's what was interesting on Saturday, Cam, trying to keep up with you guys. You guys had won the first game this weekend against Oklahoma. In the second game, I remember, Roger, we were walking through the crowd, and I was, you know, almost every team had a TV.
Yeah.
And so we were watching, and you guys were down, I think at that time, 8-4, so I'm thinking, crap. The next thing I know, you guys hang a 7-burger on them, and boom, it's over with. And that had to be a fun game of the weekend for sure.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, that Friday game was fun to play into, and then on Saturday, just was able to kind of rally there some later innings. And really get the job done. It was cool to see our bats kind of come alive in that eighth inning.
Yeah, it's the eighth inning again. Isn't it always the eighth inning, right?
Yeah,
what's
the
deal with that?
I don't know. I think it's just getting more comfortable throughout the game. We have a lot of really good hitters in our lineup, and we never press. We always know we're just one swing or one big hit or one big walk or one big anything really away from tying the game or taking the lead.
You know, I mentioned it last week, and same thing with Ella McDowell, who we talked with earlier today. It's crazy. Unlike football, where you have only one game to talk about, you know, during the week,
right.
You guys have three games, and
right.
So many things have happened. You hit the grand slam. That was Friday night, right? Was Friday night your grand slam?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I said it's hard for you to remember. And then you hit another home run. That was yesterday, right? In the loss, is that correct? You had a home run yesterday, right?
Yes, I did.
I mean, it's crazy. Now, you know, I told Roger earlier in the show today. You know, on these series, it's almost like, can we do a new rule that once you win the series, you win the first two, you don't even worry
Call
about
it.
You don't even worry about the third game. Like, what are we wasting time here?
We've
already won the series. Let's move on, because that kind of thing happens yesterday. And you take what's, you know, you won the series, which is most important, but, you know, you give up 5 home runs yesterday and you lose a game, you know, it looked like a football game almost. And you don't have quite that vibe you did after you win the second one.
I know. It just kind of sucks losing that game on Sunday, and we really wanted to sweep them. And as we do everybody, we want to sweep everybody, but it was just kind of unfortunate we weren't able to seal the deal there. But you got to just kind of look at the positives when you play the game of baseball, and we did win the series. We won the series, and We'll be in the postseason, and we're playing to try to host a regional. Yeah. So that's just what our season is now.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to bring up next. You know, Roger, when we were talking to Camden early in the year or mid-year, there were a lot of chattering. You know, this team's not the same team. They can't get to the. This is going to be the year we don't go there, and we just had to just be patient. And sure enough, I think you definitely, if you were to win the series at Kentucky this week, there's no question I think you're going to get a regional. And that says something for you guys, because there was a couple times during the season when you could have let, you know, you guys could have let go of the rope and you didn't, and now you're right back in the mix.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't count the Hogs out. I think it's one of the most consistent programs in the country for any NCAA college sport. And we just have amazing coaches, and we have amazing fans, and we have amazing players. You just can't count us out. I think if you just look at the SEC standings, everyone's just beating up on each other.
Yeah.
We play in the toughest league in the land. And, I mean, everyone's having years. Like, no one's having an absolutely amazing year. The best team in our conference right now is 20 games that they've won. If you look at any other conference in the country, it's a little more lopsided.
Right.
But it's just a testament to the SEC and the grind it is. And we love playing in it.
We're visiting with Ken McCosio, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We appreciate them and their fine doctors. They take real good care of me, Raj, and over the years.
Yeah, yes, they have. Hey, Camden, Baz has talked about it the last several weeks anyway. Now that you are getting ready, hopefully going to host a regional and all that, do you kind of wish that maybe you didn't have one so that you might stay a little bit more on your toes? Because that seems to be something that we talked about several weeks back, that you got to stay on your toes. You might get a little bit complacent,
playing at the house.
Yeah, not necessarily overconfident, just, hey, this is, we're comfortable, and you don't want to be comfortable. Is that a thing?
I mean, not really. I don't think we're ever just comfortable. And we're always trying to get better and win games. And it doesn't matter if we're playing at home or playing on the road. This year, we've played well on the road. And that's something this team's been really good at. So we can kind of take it to anybody, anywhere, at any time. So,
Did want to mention, speaking of your performance, I know you don't care much about individual numbers. And I gave some of the numbers for Ella McDowell. She was second team all SEC third baseman, and she hadn't heard some of her numbers. So I just happened to look at your stats today. You're third on the team in batting average. Ruiz is number one at .311. You're batting .304, but you're number one in every other category. You have the most hits on the team. You have the most doubles on the team. Tied for the most triples. You have the most home runs, most RBIs, most total bases. So, do you occasionally look back and go, I'm having the kind of year I want to, or does that ever, do you even go back and look at stats throughout the year? Are you aware of all those kind of numbers?
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not a stats guy.
Okay.
I think stats are not a good thing you should just preoccupy your mind with. I think this past week, and I listened to a mental performance coach named Steve Springer. He does a lot of stuff with the mental side of baseball, and he calls the batting average Satan. I know the fans and everyone, batting average is a big deal, and that's what you look at. But when you play the game of baseball, you can't control if you get a hit or not. So if you're basing your mindset off of getting hit, then you're going to be a pretty miserable person 70% of your life of baseball. I mean, you can't have hits be your success, or you're just not going to be a good hitter. And you'll mentally run yourself out of the game. So the goal of hitting is to hit the ball hard and help the team win and just have quality at bat. So that's all we can really do as baseball players. And as long as you take that mental side of the game, if that's your approach to the game, then you can play the game a long time. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
Well, so you can let us fans do the and the supporters out there be the ones that check out the number. But I'm telling you, that's an impressive run you've had so far.
That's great. Are you kidding me?
Again, I'm like you. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I'd rather you guys win a national championship. That's what I want. But still, you're having a solid year, and looking at those numbers, and we're really tickled that we get to visit with you each week. And one other thing before I let you go. So Vahiva Loy had his bobblehead out. It was bobblehead doll for him. I guess it was Friday. I don't remember which night it was. And I think his dad threw out the first pitch. What is it like being around the Aloy brothers, and what did you think of the bobblehead?
They're just unbelievable human beings. I think V called us on Tuesday, called me and Carson Wilson on Tuesday, and he actually had the bobblehead on Tuesday, and he showed us on FaceTime. And I don't know if he was supposed to do that, but so I actually got a sneak glimpse of it before we actually got at the stadium. But they're just unbelievable people. Went over to their house on Christmas break, and they're very clean. They treat you like family when you're around them. No one's ever a stranger to them. They're always coming up to give someone a hug. They just treat you like family, and they're a very close-knit group, and they're very good friends and very good people. That's something you can say about the Aloys that you can't say about everybody, and that they're better people than they are baseball players, and that's saying a lot because they're really good baseball players.
Yeah. So,
love being around them, and they just have a great family.
Well, I'm going to tell you what goes in a hurry. Bree Ellis bobbleheads in Fayetteville at Bogle, and Aloy, Mahiva Aloy bobbleheads at the ballpark there, you guys, this weekend. I don't know how many they gave out. I think it was 5,000 or something at Baum, but they were gone pretty quickly, and that's a great testament. And maybe there'll be one. Now, listen, if they do one for yours, you've got to make sure the quads, the butt, you know, the bottom
Whoa.
Half. Your bottom half man is represented, you know.
Bottom half man.
Yeah, the bottom half. Listen, that's where your power is. Hey, before we let you go, I think we got the Grand Slam call, Bob. I don't know if this is Phil's call or the TV call. Let's hear it.
Swing and a fly ball to deep center field. Back is Walk. Walks at the fence, and it's gone! It's a Grand Slam for Camden Kozel.
I don't know. It's so funny. You're so busy. You don't have a chance to get to hear those calls. Yeah, but Phil, I love Phil. Yeah. Phil's great. But
And you don't pay attention to all those things. You don't pay attention to any of those numbers. But what you do pay attention to is that one fish that got away. Those are the
maybe
things.
That.
Yes, that is very true. I know every fish that's got. I'll tell you this. I was fishing this morning.
Yeah.
I was just fishing, and I was throwing a wacky rig's anchor out in this pond, and this like 80-pound carp. Oh. Ate the Senko.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. It wasn't even a bass. 80-pound carp, and it got away right at the bank, so I was pretty bummed out.
Oh, wait a minute. So you got it to the bank. It was a giant carp, which, you know, just you don't want any part of carp. And but then you couldn't even get it. Were you in the boat or were you on a bank?
Oh, I was on the bank.
Okay.
I was fishing with a buddy, Drew Beam, who actually played for Tennessee a couple years ago. Fans may remember him, but he's now with the Naturals. So he's a good buddy of mine, and we were out fishing, and that darn carp got away.
Well, you don't eat carp. They're just they have a role, I guess, right? They eat the grass, right? Is that right? They're not. Besides that, they're not good for anything, correct?
Yeah, they're just. I mean, they're just. I don't even know.
Not happy. Right?
I don't even know what.
Lost your.
What they are. They're just big fish that. Eat grass and take care of the pond in that way.
And ate your lure and took away your lure. There's a big carp that's got a lure in his belly. That's yours. That's another thing, too. What was the name of the lure that you were using?
Oh, it was a Wacky Rig Senko.
Wacky Wig. What is it, Rod? You know what? We'll let you do.
Something Stanko.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, good luck against Kentucky. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Camden.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much.
All right, go Hogs. See you, buddy. There he is.
There he is.
Level-headed guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like perfect.
He is. You hear him.
I don't look at stats.
You hear him wake up when he starts talking about the fishing?
Yeah, I did.
He's down. I tell you what it was this morning. Here I was out there getting that thing.
Big Sarge. We're going to ask Big Sarge. What did he say, Christian? The Wacky Whack?
Well, the Wacky Wacky Stinko. But the other thing that he did was I was trying to look up, and we didn't have it on my board, so I don't know if we remember. Do you remember when he talked about the web-footed green teal duck?
Yeah.
Do we have that? Yeah,
okay,
I pulled
cool.
it. I don't know.
I didn't see. I didn't see it.
I didn't put it on the ball.
My bad. I know you pulled it. I didn't see it, so I didn't want to bring it up. Thanks to everybody out there for listening to us. We had a great time over the weekend at Buzz BQ. I think that's it for any station events now. Now we've got to get ready for the Summer of Adventure.
And yeah. I got some things lined up. Roger and I are going to be talking about Christian. You can be a part of those. Some of those you can, some of those you can't. But it's always the last. We've done this. This will be the fifth year.
I think so.
The first year we started with skydiving.
Is that right?
Yeah, that wow. first year we did skydiving.
Is that COVID? Really?
It was 2022, right? Is that right?
Wow.
Summer 2022. Wow. Not doing that again.
No, don't want no more none of that.
But anyway, yeah, we'll be planning the Summer of Adventure. It, you know, looks like it could be a NASCAR race. That's one of the things.
I think that'll be fun.
Could be something to do with the Dallas Cowboys.
Stop it right there. Are you telling me they're going to give me Roger Scott Day at Dallas Stadium? Oh, my God, no.
A couple things, too. We mentioned earlier in the show, we got back some ratings, and we don't always get to be number one. And we are very appreciative of that. Yep. not easy to beat other stations with music and all that. And it's we're a niche, you know, sport talk is a niche, and that means we got a lot of great people listening to us. That you're listening to us, and that makes a difference. And we're very happy. We may be a while for number one again, but we're enjoying
it
right now.
Just like FanDuel, here's the thing with FanDuel and betting, like whether you're going to be betting on the next round of the golf and all that. It's not always about the winner. It's about following the folks that are staying near the top and doing that all tournament long, okay? That's part, and that's where we are. We're always right there, staying in the top. We're blessed that that we're always there, and we couldn't do it. We couldn't be that without you. So thank you for letting us do this in earning a living.
And we
and getting out and being able to be a part of the community like this.
We had Josh for the first month of the book, which is January, February, March. And we had Christian the last 2 months. So Christian, you were a part, two-thirds of this. So congrats, you're part of the team, too. So congrats on being Christian. Number one.
Congrats, Christian.
Nothing beats being number one.
Nothing beats being number one.
Listen, we're getting some messages here on the lure. So first of all, let's see here. Oh, I've got a little bit. Bud sent pictures.
There it is. Okay.
A wacky rig is a highly effective, simple finesse fishing technique for bass.
He did say Stinko.
And here's one. Let me see. Pinto says the lure is a Cinco, and he fished it wacky rigged.
Oh,
basically
Cinco.
A big worm with a hook in the middle.
Oh, a Yamamoto Cinco. So it was.
So that's a basic thing. Lure is a Cinco, and he fished it with wacky rigged is the way you do things. That should be like, that's not like our show. We're wacky rigged sometimes, Christian.
That is the morning mayhem.
Morning mayhem is wacky rigged. Maybe so. We hook in the middle. We're a big worm with a hooked in the middle.
We are.
Fished a wacky
rig. Big worm. I said big perm. I said big worm or big perm?
Big perm.
Big perm.
Here's the second Bobby. Bones. There you go. Earl says that he misses the Pam Pam Supper Club in Stuttgart.
Now, Pam
listen,
Pam.
I don't know what in the world's going on in Stuttgart, but that Supper Club was too hotty toddy for us, Roger.
Are you sure it's Pam Pan, Pam or Pan? I don't know if it's Pam or Pan.
Here's one. I miss JR's in Little Rock, especially their steak appetizer slice with thin.
Another person say JR.
Where's JR's at?
JR's ribs, he says.
Is that it? Someone says there is a Shorty Smalls food truck in Little Rock, but the only one right now I think is in BB.
Mm-hmm. They just opened that one like a couple of years ago, I think.
The food truck?
No, the one in BB.
Yeah, it's a relatively new one. Yeah. Someone says here I was in Ward County, Texas, and they had a Bennigan's. I didn't know Bennigan's were still around. Is that right? Is that still a thing?
Well, there's so many chains that, I mean, being from here, I thought they were just local.
What about
this? But Bennigan's is not. Was Julie's place a local?
That's a
good. And these are all not. What they're after hours. What's the other term for after hours? Where you'd get where businesses get together and you put your keys in a bowl. Your cards.
Watch it.
Business cards in a bowl. What was it called? I don't know
what you're talking about.
No,
it's
freak
show.
That's not a freak show. There's Sprockets.
You've seen the movie.
What I'm talking about.
Shut.
No, weirdos. It was it's an after hours deal, but there was a different name for it.
Yeah. Somebody text us on that.
We have plenty of feedback on our social media.
What you got?
Somebody said Cottoms and Scott.
Oh my gosh, Cottoms.
Or Cottoms, yeah.
Cottoms, Roger. That's gone but not forgotten. The Hubcap Burger.
Remember, big fan. Big fan. And it burned down.
I did not even mention that one.
It burned down.
JoJo's Barbecue.
Yes. I don't know where JoJo's is.
JoJo's.
But this is the reason we're doing this is because of Feltner's Whataburger that closed Saturday night forever.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Another Diego's mention. Browning's Mexican Food on Kavanaugh. I think we mentioned that.
Tommy loved that place. That
I've
was
been
one of
there
his
once or twice. Yeah.
Taco Kid, AQ Chicken.
Is AQ Chicken's in Fayetteville? That was a famous place in Fayetteville. I don't think it's up there.
Your Herman's place still up there?
Yes, it's still
your
there.
Herman's. Is that the spaghetti and chicken?
No, that's a different place.
What
that's
was that?
In Tawny Town.
Is that still around?
One of the two is not. One of them is.
Okay.
Mary Maestri's is not. There's another one that is. It's got the chicken and spaghetti.
But different businesses. Chicken,
that's
so
right.
Mary Maestro is
out.
Mary Maestro's gone.
Some of the ones on Facebook. This person says Dunderbacks. I don't know what that is.
Don't know about that.
And then Wyatt Cafeteria.
Wyatt's. You remember that one, right, Roger?
Well, Wyatt's. We used to have that at the Hot Springs Mall.
Yeah, Wyatt's were in the mall. That's
Wyatt's and Luby's.
It's like a food court.
It wasn't a food court. Well,
it was in the food court.
But it was whenever
it was the anchor.
Okay.
Food anchor.
Wyatt's was a cafeteria. Now, I think there was a Luby's. Now, there was a Luby's. Was there a shooting at a Luby's? That wasn't in Little Rock, was it? That's what, sadly, that's the only thing I can remember at Luby's. I don't know if I ever ate there.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I was a regular. I like Luby's.
I didn't like it. I just don't know if I ever ate there.
What food was Luby's?
It's just a general cafeteria food.
Yeah, okay. Cafeteria. You get a little pie.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up the point, Davey, you glossed over what she said about her hands bleeding.
That's what I mentioned to you.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, I love it, but that's what I think Kristen's going to share that on our our post today with her.
Okay. All right.
Old World Pizza on Markham across from the Capitol.
Don't know it.
I remember there was a little place across from the Capitol.
Yeah, my mom said that one as well.
Oh, that's Mama Wizard. I see that. They had the best pasta salad. Yeah, this is one of those things that go on forever. Somebody said there's still KFCs in Little Rock. There's still a few. 661-1037. SOB, that used to be out where the Clinton Library is now. That's where the two Razorbacks got in trouble. Freddie Childers and somebody else, after a game, I think they got in trouble down there. Yeah, this thing is, there's so many, and, Hofbrau, Mr. Bergen.
Hey,
Mr. Bergen Fayetteville, oh, yeah.
Speaking of getting in trouble, this is not off the subject for our show, but it is for anything else. Speaking of getting in trouble, I'm looking up trivia. For 80s, all 80s things, okay, to do some music, all this and that. And one thing was, it was a question about Rob Lowe got in trouble in the 80s at the White House.
I don't remember that.
With an underage kid.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't look it up. Yeah. I didn't verify anything. I'm just looking up
some
stuff. I didn't know that. I thought, no way!
I didn't know it was at the White House, but I've heard about
something to do.
Him messing around.
Yeah, okay. I have to look that up. Didn't really. Okay.
Matthew Jackson.
I didn't just dream that.
Matthew Jackson said Wyatt's was where the new Homer's is in Ronnie Parham. So I guess, I can't remember. Was Wyatt's there the whole time? No, that was Frankie.
Kevin Case and them had their Beck's. Isn't that the same place where Beck's used to be? That's a bar restaurant no longer there.
Where's Beck's at?
Isn't that where the Homer's is up there now? On Ronnie Parham?
No, Homer's at the front is where all the cafeterias used to be.
Oh, that's on the far right. Beck's was in the back. I thought Beck's was in the back.
I think of Beck's now. I can see the name, but I can't think of where it's at now.
Well, I thought it was in that Ronnie Parham or Parham, depending on who you talk to, shopping center.
Sirloin's Inn in North Little Rock. Yeah, that's a... listen, there's so many good memories. Makes me hungry, Roger. Makes me want to get something to eat.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, I'll tell you what, let's squeeze in as we go to break. Let's squeeze in those real quick. Jason, what you got?
I'm just going to let you know about Dunderbox. Dunderbox was a restaurant in McCain Mall.
Okay.
It was a German restaurant where you could buy beer and drink in McCain Mall.
Wow.
It was a place that you could buy alcohol in McCain Mall. And I had an upstairs smoking section. They sold Philly cheesesteaks and bratwurst, German food.
Okay. I didn't
know. That was Dunderbox.
Dunderbox. I hadn't heard about
Dunderbox.
That. Dunderbox. That's completely new to me. JD, what you got? JD, go ahead. Or J-O.
Yep.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is JD Shelnut.
Hey, JD.
Hanson's Drive-In.
Where now?
Hello.
Where now?
That's JD Shelnut.
Oh, he's doing the movie. He's doing the movie.
Yeah.
Roger, did you see he won the NASCAR road course? Was it, it sounded like, at first I thought that was a German name. Van Gisbergen! Shane Van Gisbergen!
No, I did not
so
see
Qualls,
that.
So, Qualls, you got to let us know who this is. Shane Van Gisbergen. Go bowling at the Glen results. Listen, I was looking at these NASCAR races for us to do our summer adventure, and they've changed names. So many have changed names.
What do you mean?
This the Go Bowling at the Glen. That's the name, I think, of the race this week. What kind of name is that for a NASCAR race? Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's, you go, I don't know what it is, what it means.
Was there a famous sandwich or a food out at the I-30 Speedway that's no longer there?
I don't know. Did you see where Dick Hughes died, Raj?
I saw that.
X-Hog died at 88. I don't remember him.
His first cat in the major league.
Played with Bob Gibson. And he was a Razorback, 6'3", and was one of the Razorback greats. I remember he threw out the first pitch against LSU. He said, I read the article today, he died a few days ago at age 88. He said, I don't even remember what number I wore. He said, I ain't been back up to Fayetteville since that play. Really not much reason for me to come all the way back up here. But he said, it was just...
Oh, wow.
He said, I
sounds like Bill Berge.
Yeah, he said, I hold it. No, he wouldn't. He just said, I just hadn't had a lot of reason to come up to do it.
They hadn't asked him to come back.
Yeah, that's right. But he said, I don't even remember what number I wore. I remember a few of the games. And then he ends up pitching the World Series. He was like Player of the Year.
Wow.
I just sometimes we miss. He said one of my.
But we don't know who we're walking by.
That's right.
You know what?
Roger.
There's a rainbow out there, and you miss it.
He said, "I got to win in my first." The quote: "I got to win in my first game," and even struck out Roberto Clemente.
Shut up!
How about that?
Shut up!
Here's one of the greats of all time.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. How about that?
He struck out Roberto Clemente.
Yeah.
How about that? Huh?
And pitch opposite of Bob Gibson, and
well,
he
should be a
St. Louis Cardinal.
Are
you Cardinal fans? Need to know that. I bet you Shannon Lynn knows him. Or maybe Clem Decker knows him. Let's squeeze in Frank real quick, Roger. We'll do one
Frankie.
More. Or whoever's there. Whoever's there. Whatever you want to get.
Frank,
what you got?
I was just going to let you know, White was at Gyro Springs in 30, where the state police used to be.
Yes.
Headquarters.
Yes.
That was
White?
That's where White was in that shopping center.
Okay.
And then they were in North Little Rock at McCain.
Yeah.
And JFK.
Yeah, and I think Wyatt's was the one in the Hot Springs Mall when I was a young girl growing up there.
No, they were never in Hot Springs.
Well,
I worked for them. That's the only reason
okay,
I
well,
know.
Some, well, what was the one in Hot Springs then?
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, all right.
But, well, you know, revisionist history. Once again, I ate at Wyatt's in the Hot Springs Mall. I ate Hot Springs. I don't know what else it was. Unless it was a Luby's, I don't know if it was a cafeteria.
Listen, there's so many. It all runs together.
No, it
Let me
doesn't.
Tell you right now, though, in Panama City, there are two restaurants that my grandfather, the one that is still the original drive-in. It's called Tally-Ho's. Of course, you've got those in Arkansas.
I wish that guy would call back. No, didn't have a Tally-Ho's. No, we just...
Like Rick Schaefer and Bruce James that time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Bruce.
All right.
You didn't. You weren't there, Bruce.
No, you were not, Roger. There's no such thing as life. I would swear on a stack of Bibles there was a Wyatt in Hot Springs. There was a cafeteria.
Can anybody verify that for Roger?
I will pay you to call in and say, yeah, we had one.
Oh, my gosh. Don't go away. Glad you're with us. 9:30.
He don't know who Jack Daniels is. Ain't ever drove a truck. No.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Oklahoma over the weekend, winning 12-2 in a 7-inning run rule on Friday, winning 12-8 on Saturday, before losing 15-10 on Sunday. After that game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked a little about the pitching struggles.
You know, you look at Gibbler, you know, he was in a 2-1 count all the time. And that was after throwing a breaking ball here and a breaking ball there, so they knew what they were getting. Probably a fastball, and they got it and they hammered it. You know, that you got to pitch the other way. You'd be ahead 1-2, maybe 2-2, but 2-1, 3-1, can't live there.
Arkansas will finish up their regular season on the road at Kentucky. That 3-game series will start on Thursday. And Arkansas softball earned the 5th overall seed in the NCAA softball tournament. They'll host South Florida, Washington, and Fordham in the Fayetteville Regional. Arkansas will be playing Fordham in Game 1 on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Cloudy sky in the morning, some sunshine this afternoon. Here in Little Rock, we have a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool, down to 52. Maybe some patchy fog overnight and early tomorrow. And then Tuesday, it will be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. Pop, pop, pop. What a great song.
Great song, emotion.
At
Best of My Love.
Beverly Hill Cops yesterday in the background.
What's that?
And Beverly Hills Cops. And I sent you that scene with, what's his name?
Foley is here. So, and this right here, boy.
So everybody is emailed, not everybody, several people have emailed and said, Roger, after a little Googling, it does appear that there was a Wyatt's in the Mall in Hot Springs.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Feel better about that?
Well, yes, because just another example of me, you know, taking all the medication that I'm on right now, that it's starting to work.
Hey, do you want to give a shout-out to our grand champion in the pro division, Blind Hog Barbecue. Congratulations. He barely wins. I mean, it was 609.71 to 606.29. The pork winner was a Bad Dog Barbecue. The ribs winner was a Allen Smoky Pig Barbecue. The chicken winner was Blind Hog Barbecue. Those are the pro result winners. The Average Joe, the chicken winner, Smoke Eater's Barbecue. The ribs winner, Smoking Hot Breast and Butts Barbecue. The pork winner, Slow Burn Barbecue. And the grand champion, Slow Burn Barbecue. That's Average Joe, grand champion. Brisket winner, Blind Hog Barbecue. The sauce winner, Bat of the Bone. Side dish winner, Fathead Barbecue, etc. And People's Choice, Black Mamba Barbecue does it for the fourth or fifth year in a row. I'm like you, Roger. I wish Gemma could come up here. She may not even know. We got to start documenting what these things are.
Well, what the side
yeah,
was.
Well, yeah. Because even if it didn't win, there were some really tough competitions.
I only know two.
What's that?
One was the Double Douche, which was the deviled eggs.
Right.
And the other one was Jamie's spaghetti.
Barbecue spaghetti. Yeah. But I remember the deviled egg somewhere when I walked by.
There might have been more than one. I don't know.
But the deviled egg deal was a unique deal. And I think, okay.
I love deviled eggs.
And it's some kind of special treatment of it.
Yeah, you got to make it right. You got to do something barbecue-y.
Let's squeeze in Bobby Joe. I did get a call yesterday from Jamie Daly saying, man, I hope I didn't mess things up. And I said, man, you were fine. You were fine. You did good. You worked your butt off getting there. And
what did we say? When you have one of the Daily Boys on and you're panning for gold,
yes.
Sometime you come up with fool's gold.
Yes. What's up, Bobby Joe? That's right. Bobby Joe.
Hey, man, listen, y'all. I just got me a food truck.
Okay.
It's going to be nothing but 100% one thing, fried bologna sandwiches, 100% beef. But tell me, where can I park this baby and make a killing? Bologna, fried bologna sandwiches. Everybody needs a fried bologna sandwich.
Yeah, it's that's a good question. Where is
Jamie? Did some great bologna, barbecue bologna, and some of the guys over at Double Deuce.
What's that?
No health. I ain't worried about the health department or nothing. I'm just parking this baby and I'm selling them and I'm getting out.
Well, key is
every day somewhere in Little Rock.
Yeah, key is finding a location where you're allowed to, where you know you, if you're in a parking lot of a business, they allow you to do it, or there's a spot that you know somebody wouldn't run you off if you're there. I'm sure there's places because I see. I tell you what, some people do, Bobby Joe. Some people like over here at the big buildings we have over here. Mm-hmm. They walk up to the management and say, "Would you mind if we came up and did a food truck every day at lunch?" And he said, "They said yes." So you know, so I guess a lot of you know these buildings know that their folks don't mind having trucks there. And so I don't know if you go into just an open spot, Bobby Joe, or you find a building where there's you know there's workers. I don't know.
I'm gonna put it somewhere 5 days a week somewhere in Little Rock and then Lone Oak County. I'm going to be all over the place.
Do it, Bobby.
I love it.
Joe.
I love it.
Listen, what is that? Rush Limbaugh used to do the 60-second sale. So if you're not already here, you're gone.
Okay.
These are great.
Okay, I remember now. You're right. Third place was the bacon sticks. Now, those were outstanding. Did you try that one? The little loop-de-loop?
Yeah, they were candy. It was candy. Yeah. It was candy bacon.
Smoked plume barbecue.
That was fantastic.
It wasn't candy, though. I don't think it was candy.
Well, it was candied bacon.
It was candied bacon. It was candied bacon.
Well, it didn't. You know, I've had it at Cash before.
It wasn't crazy.
That's what it was.
But it was candied bacon. It was.
Yeah, I don't know that. I know it tastes different than that
one. I'm telling you, it was.
And it was a little loop to do around the stick. So,
you had to eat it like a corn on the cob.
So that was third place. And mac and cheese was Q66.
Didn't have any of that.
I didn't either.
I do not know.
I think I remember seeing it. And then Fathead Barbecue won it with an egg roll. I don't think I saw the egg roll.
Cheris had the egg roll.
Who did? Oh, Cheris did.
Yeah.
So it was Fathead Barbecue won it.
Well, I missed all of them. Here's the thing. I missed them all because I didn't see it. Hold on to that, I guess.
You know what we need to do, too?
No.
We need to. We got to do this.
Thank you, Gemma
and Terry. We need to take pictures of the winning, to document it.
Just make a montage?
Let's get Dwayne Duncan back out there and start documenting.
Do we get Dwayne or do you go ahead and get Jeremy out?
Dwayne was out there.
Yeah,
but he was personal.
He was riding a grave.
He was personal photographer with Randy.
Well,
he was doing all the Randy stuff.
He was doing it. Yeah. I think Randy hired him. Hey, happy anniversary, Randy.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys see the Price is Right deal? Oh, listen, yes. Dwayne said photos were up from the BuzzBecue. Well, Dwayne, we got to start the next year. We got to make sure you get to anybody who does sides. We send you there to get their sides picture because these are really unique meal dishes. These folks are coming up with off the chart stuff. So those pictures are up on the Buzz Facebook page. So a contestant on the Price is Right won the largest single game prize in history. What do you think it is? How much?
$270,000.
Pretty good guess. We'll stop it right there. A retired veteran named Vanessa won $240,000 in cash and prizes. $227,500 in cash and one, plus a luxury trip to Morocco, which was valued at $12,000. So it's called Lion's Share Game. Never heard of it.
Well, see, that's when I heard Lion's Share Restaurant.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought.
I did too when
there.
I saw that. So, you know, the previous record was 2016, $210,000. That's 10 years, Ben, since you even come close. That was the Cliffhangers game. Is that the one where you go? He goes up. That's a great game.
That's a good one. Now, listen, and that's one game. That's not winning both showcases.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. That is just the game itself. So I don't know what's going on with a Price is Right. And then
the
guy
Sunday Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Is that what it was? Who's the guy who hosts it
right now?
Yeah, he comes across not
Phil Blalock.
No, it's the comedian.
I know.
What's his name?
Why didn't you just go with Phil Blalock?
He's not. I was like, wow. He just doesn't. He doesn't sound like he does as an actor or
what's
a comedian.
His name?
Well, what's his name?
He was on Ozempic long before we knew about
him. Yeah, he was.
What's his name? He was on that show.
Who's the original host?
Bob Barker.
Yeah, he's a Bob Barker.
What's his name, Valentine?
He's a Bob Barker.
What's the comedian's name?
You know, Christian?
Cleveland Rocks.
What's his name?
Oh, Drew Carey?
Drew Carey, thank you.
I don't think he's on there anymore, is he?
Well,
he's got
I think so. I think that happened yet. I looked it up. Yeah. It is. Drew Carey. It didn't sound like him. I said, who's the host? Wow, he doesn't sound like himself.
He's lost a lot of weight in 20
tons
years.
Of weight.
Oh, he looks completely different.
Yeah, tons of weight.
What was his TV show?
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It? Yeah,
well, he had that, but the Drew Carey Show.
All right, do not go away. Got a 15 minutes. Appreciate all the folks who have sent us gazillion restaurant names, amongst other things. Fishing lures, too. The Michael Jackson taking us to break. What is it, bad? Is that what he's bad?
Dude, I'm telling you right now. I forgot how big this dude was.
I mean, how massive he was, popularity-wise. I know. Biggest star in the world. You can make the argument he was the biggest name
in the
world.
I'm sure they showed some of real concert audience and seeing the people crying over him. It was Michael Jackson.
I know. He was like Elvis, you know.
And he did have a tough childhood.
Yeah, it was tough.
You know, he didn't have any, you know, when he says he didn't have a lot of friends, that's why he wanted all those animals. Because they didn't know him as anything. They knew him as a caregiver.
Going deep over there. Going deep.
I love Michael Jackson. I wish I was Bubbles.
We'll come back and we'll check in with Justin, who's out there at the Little Rock Trojan Wrestling Golf fundraiser. So I think it's at PV. I'm not sure. We'll find out. 9:45.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no sex drive, it may be time to head down to Low T Center. Y'all, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. Book a free T-test at Low T Center. Choose self-pay or insurance and have it shipped directly to your door. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric with Justin Moore, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. RainbowRestores.com. They restore, you recover.
It's Lion Legal's quarterly free legal clinic, Saturday, May 16th at the Lehman Library in North Little Rock from 9:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. in service to the community they love. Lion Legal's providing 4 legal clinics per year to help with common life issues, divorce and custody, sealing criminal records, debt defense, consumer protection, real estate issues, simple wills and POAs. Please bring all important information and documents to the Lehman Library Saturday, May 16th for Lion Legal's free legal clinic.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. Right now, all FanDuel customers in Arkansas can get 2 30% profit boosts to use before the golf tournament begins this week. That's not one, but 2. Use them on the top finishes, like top 5, top 10, top 20, and even more. And back the golfers you think will be in the mix come Sunday. Golf is a long game, and in a tournament like this, it's not just about who wins, it's about who is right up there staying near the top. It's FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort right here in Arkansas. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. ER.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I went to talk to James Ballantyne earlier, and he loves the Michael Jackson deal. I think all of the brothers and sisters, except Janet, he pointed it out, had something to do with this movie. So I don't anticipate the sequel, if there is one of Michael, to come out and be damaging, because all of his brothers and sisters are a part of it. But James also did mention that he went to Rick Springfield and then about slapped me when I said, "How was it?" Because he said, "What do you mean how it was?" Somebody had to hold him back. It was so good of having Rick Springfield down in Hot Springs. But you said Earth, Wind, and Fire was kicking at Simmons as well.
Said they got it last night. And Michael Mayer. Then they got Styx and who was it with us? It was
Don't Nobody Gatto.
All right, so real quick before we get to Justin Akery. Just so that, see this Best Fads of the 90s? Macarena is number one. Uh-oh. JNCO jeans. Maybe we need to wait for Justin Moore to do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Super Soaker. That's the gun.
Water gun.
Nintendo Game Boy.
I remember Game
starter
Boy.
Starter jackets.
Oh, man.
Slap bracelets.
Yes, remember that. That's what I thought this was. It was like a slap bracelet.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, it's not. I said I thought it.
Third wave ska groups like Mighty Boston.
Mighty Boston.
Real Big Fish. That's the one that Chris Kane plays with. Yeah.
Real Big Fish.
Beanie Babies and Rollerblades. So those were all popular in the 90s?
Let me tell you something.
That sounds about right.
I was busy during the 90s.
When I was moving stuff out of the a storage unit into the shed, I don't know how many tubs of still in wrapping of Beanie Babies Samantha.
Oh, those were big, man. I remember. I didn't really get into them. I just remember they were big at the time.
She has got a ton of dolls, and it's still in packages.
Doing a thanks to two groups of people. Everybody who came out, actually three. All the competitors, all the teams yesterday at Buzz BBQ. That was outstanding. A lot of loyal people there that have been coming a decade to 20 years. You know, almost all of them have been there. Only a couple that were newbies and got a chance to talk to them. Only a couple of them were first-year, teams. But thanks to all the teams and competitors, you're great. All the bus staff who went out there, all of the... Everybody was working, Roger. You had led by Terry and Gemma. They put a lot of into that, and so it's a really personal event for them.
Everybody was there.
And then everybody who came in and paid $10, and that money, some of that money went to Ronald McDonald House, and so good to see everybody who came out and participated and voted in the People's Choice and all those kind of things. So.
They took it serious. The folks that came in took it serious. The judges, they said
I should have mentioned that. Yeah, the judges. Yeah, Roger. That's they don't get paid anything. They just come out there because they enjoy doing it.
It is a highly sought after, much coveted role. I didn't realize they had it in waves. You have Average Joe, and then you have the pro. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
Did you notice also, too, you could look back.
22 years, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, the bridge coming up, the main bridge going over the river now. You know, they've gotten rid of all the old one, and you can look and see under the whole thing. I look back, and I thought, what looks different? Yep. It's cleared out, and you got all that parking over there that made better for better parking.
Two things that are happening. I know people are already on with Gemma. On the list to, I'll be back next year, good Lord willing, I'll be back next year as a judge. And then the folks that have some of those spots, whether you're right there like Sid Vicious Barbecue on the bank, or the one right beside the walkway, right on the other side of the walkway, just to be able to view that river. It was because we've been there when it was cold, rainy, windy, dark, cloudy, and Saturday was a sunny and warm.
Oh, my gosh, it was perfect. I felt like, I did my four live shots with Channel 7, thanks to them.
I did my one shot. It wasn't live. I didn't do any live because they said, well, we saw what they did on Channel 7 with David Basil. Roger, we want you to be taped.
But what was cool about it, I sort of felt like I was back in football. You know, this is what I do during football season. Daniela, back, you know, it's, and, but right. It was great to see Rick DeWeese and Jamie Daly and the Black Mambas. And it was really fun. Yeah, the weather was... I don't know how it was, but we'll ask Acre here in a second what the weather was like by the end of the day. Probably had to be perfect by 6, I would think.
It was, as far as I remember. Mm. You know, it was fine when I got home as well.
And
I didn't leave it until a little after 3. And thanks to Double B's for being a big part of that.
Yeah, you betcha. For all 17 years to Double B's.
Is that right?
Yeah. Double B's, Oakland.
Oakland was doing that.
Gravely.
Jez
Campers.
Bud Light Power Sports golf carts and all. Fantastic golf carts. That's another thing. To see the staff go, no, that's my cart.
That you know, I always burn about 5. I lose 5 pounds of water weight every time I do that because it's several hours. All I'm doing is drinking a little bit, not eating. And so it's always a good fitness day.
Great big tumbler, We'll have tumblers like that with Morning Mayhem on it sometime soon, maybe.
That's right.
But yes, you do have a nice tumbler.
Let's go out to PV and check in with Justin Acre. Good morning, Justin.
Hey guys,
how you doing, man?
What's up? Man, great.
Yeah, great day for golf.
Yeah, it would be. It will be for the guys that are playing in the Little Rock Trojan Wrestling Tournament. They do it every year.
Yeah.
It's not a wrestling tournament. It's a golf tournament. We're at Pleasant Valley Country Club. It looks gorgeous out there today. So, yeah, I think they're going to have perfect weather for it. And we'll get Coach Sherrisman on and some of his wrestlers. Stephen Little, it seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's just that he's been relevant for so long. He's still got a year left, which is amazing. But he'll join us, the multi-year All-American. And then we're going to talk to Bubba about baseball this weekend, which, oddly, to me, felt a little bit like a disappointment, even though they won the series. We were so spoiled. It sucks.
It's ridiculous.
Second time this year, I think it's felt like that. Chris Mays from PV is going to come on at some point. He's now the interim GM out here in addition to the director of golf. So, bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have any issues like that most of the day. Anyway, so he's going to join us here today. We'll talk about what's going on with the course in general and also, of course, the Simmons Bank Championship. We've got what's on tap, thanks to our friends at Flyway Brewing, and a whole lot more. So, there you go.
We made the point with Camden Koshal today. It's like, can we just get rid of the third game? If you win the first two, you don't play the third. Because you walk away with a sour taste in your mouth. You know, you gave up 5 home runs yesterday. And it's just, you still win the series. It's like, eh. But of course, it gives the other team something to feel good about when they leave after they've lost the series. But, I don't know. The main thing, hey, Razorbacks win another series.
If the Razorbacks win 2 of the 3 games, end it.
Yeah, and if they win the series against Kentucky, Justin, when it looked like maybe this team wasn't going to do it, they might end up being the host for a regional. A lot of people didn't think that about a month ago.
Yeah, it still feels like they're going to have to win that whole thing, maybe sweep it, and then do something in the tournament, I'm afraid. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, they're like 26th, I think, in the RPI this morning. But, you know, they play in such a great league. Maybe they'll get a little extra benefit. But, yeah, I think it's still a stretch, but we'll see. Hopefully they at least get, if they get on the road, they're a 2 seed close by somewhere.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Razorback women, 5th seed, number 5 seed, and 7 of the top 10 seeds are from SEC schools. It's just madness. So,
Are you trying to go up there this week?
I thought about it Friday. I don't think I can get there by 4:30, but I may go up Saturday. So we shall see.
I'm in for the show, but yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Roger, well done.
I got you,
Christian,
buddy.
Well done.
There you go, Christian.
Thanks to everybody for all your input on all the restaurants. May Feltner's Whataburger rest in peace. A lot of great memories. All right, don't go away. Zone's up next. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard-court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit littlerockopen.com. littlerockopen.com.